The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? We're back with another one. Yes, it is Cousin Ed's Corner. We are back for a motivational Monday. And man, it's been a week. It's been a week. It's been a week. But I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back with y'all. First of all, I want to thank you. Thank each and every one of you for listening to the show, subscribing, sending your well wishes, sharing this show. This right here, I'm going to use the kids phrase, sharing is caring. So thank you for sharing the show with your friends, family, and loved ones. I truly appreciate it. Be sure to make sure you're following the show on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Make sure you follow Cousin Ed's Corner on all of those platforms. Also, as well, make sure you go to CousinEd'sCorner.com and leave a voicemail for the show there. I want you to leave a voicemail for the show. Let me know what you think of the show. I'd like to hear from you. Also, you can hit us up 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. When I tell you, coming off this past weekend has been amazing. Just this month has been amazing. And I had a phrase, not a phrase, but a thought and topic that I went to church and they talked about. Are you one of those thankful people? Are you one of those thankful people? And when I heard the phrase, it tied in to what we have here on Cousin Ed's Corner, is thank God for everything. And it tied in to today's motivation. Are you one of those thankful people? Excuse me. Are you one of those thankful people? And when you think about that, some of us shy away from kindness. Some of us shy away from being that good person. Some of us shy away from, you know, being compassionate. You got to be hard. You got to be rough. You got to be nasty. You got to be this. You got to be that. But are you one of those thankful people that people just know that, you know, you're a good person. You're thankful for everything that happens. You're willing to help people. And I find myself being that thankful person. When I say I'm thankful for y'all, I'm truly, truly thankful. Man, listen. The things that have happened this month, I'm so thankful to you and everyone else. Thankful to God for everything. And I just wanted to ask you, are you one of those thankful people? When you think about today, you think about yesterday, are you just thankful that you don't care what people think and you like, man, I'm just thankful for another day. I'm thankful for that diagnosis. I'm thankful for that paycheck. I'm thankful for, what are you thankful for and motivated by? Let's tie it back into Motivational Monday. Does that motivate you to be thankful? I'm motivated to be thankful for everything that's going on because I know so many things in this world that's not the way some people may want them to be. I'm just thankful for what I have. Thank you for the friendships I have. Thank you for the relationships I've had and have. Thank you for just the learning and the toolage that I've had. Thank you for just continued blessings. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for kindness. I have no problem saying I'm thankful. Are you one of them thankful people? Do you go around? You know what? I used to laugh at people when you said, how you doing? They said, I'm blessed and highly favored. You'd be like, man, you. But when I really think about it, man, I'm so thankful. I'm not trying to say it in a way that, you know, to be demeaning towards someone else or think that I'm better than someone else. I'm just truly thankful. I hope that this motivates you to look at everything you have going on in your life to say, really, there's not much I can really say. Yeah, you know, I had some bad days, man. But he brought me through all those days. Man, I lost my job. But you know, I found another one. Man, I lost a house. And man, I'm building back towards another house. Man, I lost my... Whatever it is you could say man to. Or even if you don't have what you had before, are you thankful for what you currently have today? When I think about that song, It Could Have Been Me, I'm just thankful, man, for everything that he brought me through. I'm thankful for witnessing everything that's happening for you. Yes, you who are listening to this show right now, when you call and tell us what's going on with you, I'm so thankful, man. I'm so proud. I see the pictures on the internet. I don't even know half of you, and I'm thankful for what's going on in your life. Are you thankful for others? That brings me to that. Are you thankful for others? What's going on with them? If you can truly be thankful for someone else, God will bless you with something for yourself. And you're not a hater. You're not up here, oh, how they do this, how they do that. When you are the cheerleader on the side, congratulating somebody else for things that you may not understand, man, listen, God turns around and gives you back those blessings. I call them pitching pennies. I throw pennies in the pond, in the water, in the lake, whatever you want to call it. I throw thankfulness. I start praying for all of y'all. Y'all just don't know. When I say this show is truly my way of sitting on the couch, this is my way of just staying thankful. Thank you. I thank each and every one of you for being a part of Cousin Ed's Corner. I want to challenge you to send in what you're thankful for. Are you one of those thankful people? Send it in. Send in what you're thankful for. I love to play it on the show. I love to let everybody know that it's not only about what God has done, it's what he's doing in your life currently today and how we're thankful. And we don't only have to go to him to say, can you help with something? We go to him and say, thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for everything you protected us from. I'm ending on this. Are you one of those thankful people? I know I am. I love to hear from you. It's your boy, Cousin Ed. I am out of here. Continue to be thankful. Continue to be blessed. Continue to stay motivated. No matter what's going on in your life, stay motivated. It's hard sometimes. But look back on where he brought you through and be thankful. Know that he has a plan for you. Be thankful. I'm out of here. Love you. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed.